Chapter 9. Another Visit to Pemberley. The housekeeper said that Darcy was coming tomorrow, Elizabeth thought in a panic. I haven't seen him since his marriage proposal. He must be very angry with me. He will certainly be unpleasant to us now. Just then, her eyes met Darcy's eyes. His face became red, and so did hers. But he controlled his embarrassment and said hello to them politely. He asked Elizabeth about her family in a sincere voice. Elizabeth had never been so uncomfortable in her life. It was a mistake to come here, she said to herself. He'll think that I wanted to see him. It's strange that he's being so pleasant to me and to my aunt and uncle. They aren't people who belong to his level of society or have got much money or property. Darcy now accompanied Elizabeth to her carriage. On the way, she explained that she had been told that he was arriving at Pemberley the next day and that she hadn't expected to see him.
My housekeeper was right, Darcy said. That was my original plan. But then I decided to come today. Tomorrow, Charles Bingley and his sister are arriving. My sister Georgiana is coming with them. I would like you to meet her. Will you agree to that?
Elizabeth was surprised by Darcy's request and, of course, agreed to meet Georgiana the next day. The next morning, Darcy's sister arrived. Elizabeth had expected her to be an arrogant, vain young woman, but she was a shy young girl, and Elizabeth liked her immediately. A few minutes later, Charles Bingley walked into the room. Elizabeth watched him closely to see how he acted towards Georgiana. Charles's sister, Caroline, said in her letter to Jane that her brother was interested in Georgiana and wanted to marry her. But Elizabeth saw no sign of this. Then Charles asked about Jane.
How is she? I haven't seen your sister for a long time, he said.
And Elizabeth heard regret in his voice. This pleased her and gave her hope that Jane and Charles might still have a future together. I haven't got any bad feelings towards Charles, Elizabeth thought. Now I know that he left Jane only because he believed she didn't love him. How blind people are! Darcy invited Elizabeth and her aunt and uncle to stay and have dinner at Pemberley. The evening passed very pleasantly, and soon it was time for them to return to their hotel. It was clear to the gardeners that Darcy had special feelings for Elizabeth, but they were very discreet and didn't ask her any questions about it. They had changed their opinion about Darcy. He was not at all arrogant, but a kind, generous man. The next day, the gardeners met some friends in a small town near Pemberley. Their friends told them that Darcy had a good name and was very respected in the area. But from them, they learned that Wickham had not acted with integrity at Pemberley. When he left, he owed money to a lot of people, and Darcy paid Wickham's debts for him. This surprised the gardeners. Like most people, they had thought that Wickham was a charming man who was only looking for a rich wife because he had no money of his own. Now they understood that he was not a good person, and they were happy that Elizabeth was not involved with him. The next morning, Darcy invited Mr. Gardiner to go fishing with him on his estate. Mrs. Gardiner and Elizabeth decided to return to Pemberley to visit Georgiana while the men were out. But when they entered Pemberley,
they found Charles's sister, Caroline, sitting with Georgiana. Caroline wasn't happy to see Elizabeth, and made this very clear during the visit. Elizabeth was very confused. She couldn't decide if she wanted to see Darcy or not. Her feelings about him were constantly changing. One thing was very clear to her. She was certainly not indifferent to him. Finally, Darcy walked into the room. From that moment, Caroline's eyes moved from him to Elizabeth all the time. She was trying to discover what their relationship was. Caroline is jealous of anyone that Darcy looks at or pays attention to, Elizabeth thought to herself. She wants Darcy for herself. If she knew he had proposed marriage to me, she would be shocked and angry. I've heard that the army regiment has left Meryton, Caroline said nastily. That must be depressing for your family, especially your sisters. She didn't mention Wickham, but everyone in the room knew she was referring to him. Caroline is trying to hurt me, Elizabeth thought. She knows that I was friendly with Wickham, but she doesn't know that she's hurting Darcy and Georgiana when she speaks about him. She doesn't know that Wickham tried to marry Georgiana and that Darcy detests him for that. Georgiana had become pale and didn't lift her head after Caroline's words. She remembers her bad experience with Wickham, Elizabeth thought, with compassion. Soon after this, Elizabeth and the gardeners said goodbye and left for the hotel. As soon as they left the room, Caroline began saying unpleasant things about Elizabeth. I think that Elizabeth has become uglier, Caroline said to Darcy. What do you think?
I think she's the most beautiful woman I know, Darcy said angrily.
He left the room, and Caroline was left alone, thinking about the mistake she had just made.